When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
John says, Ben and Kelly, first off, have to say I've really enjoyed listening to your radio program for a long time.
Aw, thank you, John. You're the one.
That's sweet. Thought I'd reach out to you about what's going on in my life. I've spoken to my girlfriend about it, and she assures me nothing is going on.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I just found out that she's been sharing her Netflix password with a guy friend of hers.
Okay.
Now, I know about him. They were friends before we started dating, so this isn't a new friend of hers.
Gotcha.
She says they never dated, but they've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
If that were it, we wouldn't have anything to talk about because it's not a big deal. However, I also found out that they watch certain shows together virtually and chat about them late at night.
Yeah.
So it's like they're having these little like virtual date nights over video where they're chatting while watching.
Okay.
Now, to my knowledge, this is something that they've just started doing and I'm uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't she do that with me?
Okay.
So like I said, I told her I don't like it, and she told me not to worry and gets frustrated when I bring it up.
Mm.
So I guess I have a couple of questions. Number one, I subscribe to the idea that guys will never be just friends with a woman without thinking they have a chance to hook up.
Mm.
So am I being irrational on thinking that they would date if given the chance?
Okay.
Also, I have been cheated on before, so maybe I'm overly sensitive to this, but I feel like I should trust my gut. Otherwise, I'll get burned again.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't want to lose her. But is this a big enough red flag that I should cut my losses?
Oh.
Thanks for any help you can give me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I guess that's tough. Let's address one of those questions. If they haven't dated before and they were friends before you guys got together, maybe they are just a platonic friends, you know, where... you know, they would have, if before you guys got together, they were already friends, maybe they already had the opportunity and they just haven't. You know what I mean?
And maybe that's just one of the things that they shared in common, is they liked watching these shows or movies.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I was in college, there was a girl who lived on a different floor and we enjoyed watching, ER. ER was one of those shows.
Yeah.
And we would, this was before Netflix was kind of a thing, but like I'd go to her dorm room and we'd watch ER, or she'd come to mine and we'd watch ER. We never dated, nothing like that. We just hung out and watched ER. We had a fondness for ER.
Yeah. Okay. So Julia says on Facebook, sharing account, chill. Schedule date nights over FaceTime, Netflix and chill.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Amber said, if it were me, I have a guy friend whom I've only been platonic friends with for over 20 years. I'm also in a serious relationship and wouldn't dream of having date nights over the phone on a regular basis, especially if my boyfriend had expressed concern and it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just a respect thing. If she isn't listening to your concerns, she isn't respecting your boundaries. Bye.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit more concerning than the whole Netflix thing, that you're not understanding,
right,
like what your concern is. And
because I get how John feels, it's just like, okay, why are we not doing that?
Yeah, and I understand they probably don't live together, so you know, it's like, well, I mean, we could do that.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. Or just get together in person and watch things and talk about it.
Right.
I mean, way better.
Right. All right, 502-795-1997. Do you have a story about warning John? Be careful, this is what happened to me. Or do you have a reassurance for John? Like, hey, you know what? It's cool. You're overreacting. Whatever. Let us know, all right? Because maybe your experience could help him in this. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Okay, so John's in a situation where his girlfriend is sharing Netflix passwords with one of her platonic guy friends, but the problem is they're having these little date nights over video where they're chatting while they're watching a certain show together, and he's expressed his, like,
he's like, that's weird, right?
Yeah,
it feels like it's a little weird.
He's like, that's weird, right? And so, exactly. And she's like, it's no big deal,
right? And so Tanya says on Facebook, first, stop overthinking. FYI, if she wanted to be with him, she would have, and your crazy thoughts will only push her closer to him. If you want her to watch shows with you and discuss them, then start watching them and then start the conversation about the show with her.
I'm right.
She's your partner. You don't need to ask to do this. But your only problem is you have a guy brain. If it were female, you wouldn't have any problems with it. Look at this guy as a female. The only person that is a threat to your relationship is you. Stop being jealous and become his friend, too.
Ah, okay. Now, Morgan, you have a platonic friend.
I am engaged, happily, and I have had the same best guy friend since I was 6 years old. We are as close as my girlfriend, my best girlfriend and I. There is such a thing as being completely platonic. He just needs to know more of the history of their friendship.
And maybe that'll reassure him?
Yeah, because I mean, I talk to my best guy friend more than my fiance, and he knows everything.
Is your best guy friend straight?
Yes, and he's in a relationship as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, and then his girlfriend is cool with all that, too?
Yes. Now, we got divorced around the same time, which is just a coincidence. But anyways, going through the dating process was a little tricky because not everybody understood our relationship.
Gotcha.
But we've found people that do. And yeah, it's just, I guess I just strongly believe that it's possible to have absolutely no feelings.
Do you guys hang out as a foursome? Do you ever hang out as a foursome?
Yes, we do sometimes. And I think that that is a move that they should make.
Because if he gets to know this guy too, then he'll feel more comfortable.
Exactly. Now, if she's hesitant about that, that's a different story.
Gotcha.
Good point.
Yeah. Morgan, thank you.
Yeah.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Andrew. Let us hear your expertise on this subject.
Well, first and foremost, she needs to respect his wishes, period, the end. If he has a problem with it, she needs to honor that if she truly cares about this individual. For the most part. Now, I will share a story. Okay. I do share a YouTube TV account with my ex-wife, but the reason I do that is because my kids are with her the majority of the time, so it's for them, not necessarily for her.
Right.
You know, does that make sense? Yeah. It's about my kids, not about her. So there's a little bit of a difference there, but she's just got to respect his wishes. I mean, yeah, it's an issue. Because then what else is she not going to respect down the road? Come on, guys. This one's easy. Jesus.
All right.
I've not even had on my coffee yet. Come on.
All right.
Andrew the Love Doctor.
Good stuff.
Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
HJ says, one, she's not hiding it, and you're not wrong about dudes, because he did comment and say, I subscribe to the idea that, you know,
Men and women can't be just friends
just
without
friends.
Him, like, hoping something's going to happen
at some point, right?
Yeah.
He says, you're not wrong about dudes, but women can just be friends, so trust her, not him. Your insecurity is going to run her off.
Yeah, Lisa says, rule number one of true male-female friendships, you never disrespect each other's relationships. If he feels any way about this, she should be respectful enough to shut that down.
All right.
Or at least invite him to be a part of it.
Yeah, maybe
if it's truly like that, just invite him in. Like, hey, you watch with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like John is looking like he is being left out of the fun club. Right.
And so he wants to be in the fun club.
Right. And invite him into the fun club. And then if she says, no, this is just kind of an us thing, then maybe that's a little bit more concerning.
So. Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, John, good luck. Keep us posted on that and let us know what all happens. That is Group Therapy.